and do not musing stand, if thou the truth discern. But take a full cup in thy hand, and thus begin to learn. Not of the earth, nor of the air, at evening or at morn, but jovial boys, your Christmas keep with a little barleycorn.
Cunningest alchemist that e'er was in the land, 'twill change your metal when it list in the turning of the hand. Your blushing gold to silver when your silver into brass, 'twill turn a tailor to a man and a man into an ass.
Sign before his door, and those that do the pitcher beg, though rich, 'twill make them poor. 'Twill make the silliest forest ache, the king's great poor to scorn. 'Twill make the stoutest lover weep, this little barleycorn.
Years unto old age than e'er was lent by nature. It makes the poet's fancy rage more than Castalian water. Will make a huntsman chase a fox and never wind his horn. Will cheer a tinker in the stocks, this little barley corn.
It is the only will-o'-the-wisp which leads men from the way. Will make the tongue-tied lawyer lisp and not but hiccup say. Will make the steward droop and stoop, his bills he then will scorn. At each post cast his reckoning up, this little barley corn.
Twill make a man grow jealous soon, whose pretty wife goes trim, and rail at the deceiving moon for making horns at him. Twill make the maidens grimly dance and taking it no scorn, and to help them to a friend by just this little barley corn.
It is the need to serving man to entertain a friend. It will do more than money can, all jarring suits to end. There's life in it, and it is here, 'tis here within this cup. Then take your liquor, do not spare, but clear for rouse it up. There's life in it, and it is here, 'tis here within this cup. Then take your liquor, do not spare, but clear for rouse it up.
Come, this physic, take it from your heart, will set it. If fear encroach, take more of it, your heart will soon forget it. Apollo and the Muses nine, do take it in no scorn. There's no such stuff to pass the time as the little barley corn.
T'will make a weeping widow laugh and soon incline to pleasure. T'will make an old man leave his, and that's a youthful measure. And though your clothes be ne'er so bad, or ragged, rent and torn, against the corn you may be clad with a little barley corn.
We'll make a coward not to shrink, but be as stout as may be. We'll make a man that he shall think that Joan's as good as my lady. It will enrich the palest face and with rubies it adorn. But you shall think it no disgrace, this little barley corn.
It makes a man that right cannot to make you large indentures. When as he reeleth home at night, upon the watch he ventures. He cares not for the candlelight that shineth in the horn. Yet he will stumble the way aright, this little barley corn.
It will make young lads for to fall, most freely for their liquor. It will make a young lass take a fall, and rise again the quicker. It will make a man that he shall sleep all night profoundly, and make a man, whate'er he be, go about his business roundly. Thus the barley corn hath power for to change our nature, and make us
I say again that no man take his horn. By the lurcher's doom proclaim of the little barley corn.
That was track number one from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Common from Magnatune.com. If you're enjoying what you hear, please visit Magnatune.com.
When Laura smiles, her sight revives both night and day. The earth and heaven views with delight her wanton play. And her speech with ever-flowing music doth repair the cruel wounds of sorrow and undaunted despair. The dainties bright that still
from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Common from Magnatune.com. If you're enjoying what you hear, please visit Magnatune.com.
A lusty, lively lad, now come to 21. My father left me all he had, but gold and silver plenty. Now he's in grave, I will be brave, the lady shall adore me. I'll court and kiss what's hurting this, my father did so before me. My father was a thrifty sir, till soul and body sundered. Some say he was a usurer, for 30 in the 100. He scraped and scratched, she pinched and patched, that in her body bore me. But I let fly, good cause why, my father was born before me. My daddy has his duty done in getting so much treasure, but I'll be as dutiful as son for spending it in pleasure. 5 pound a quart shall cheer my heart, such nectar will restore me. When ladies call, make love to all, my father was born before me. My grandsire strived and wived and thrived, though he did riches gather. And when he had much wealth achieved, well, then he got my father. Oh, happy memory, cry I, that ere his mother bore him, I ne'er had been worth 1 penny had I been born before him. wrapped in silk and put on scarlet clothing. At first it spring from buttermilk, their ancestors were loving. Old Adam and their grandam Eve, by digging and by spinning, did all to kings and princes give the radical beginning. My father, to get my estate, though selfish yet was slavish, I'd spend it at another rate and be as lewdly lavish. From madmen, fools and knaves he did litigiously receive it. If so he did, justice forbid, but I too such did leave it. Playhouses and tennis court, I'd prove a noble fellow. I'll court my doxies to the sport of O brave Punchinello. I'll drink and drab, I'll dance and stab, no hector shall outroar me. If teachers tell me tales of hell, my father is gone before me. Our aged counsellors would have us live by rule and reason, cause they are marching to the grave and pleasure's out of season. I learned to dance the mode of France, as ladies may adore me. My thrifty dad no pleasure had, though he was born before me.
You just heard track number 3. From the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. Did you know that all the music you're listening to is available on Magnatune.com? That was track number 4. From the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. Did you know that all the music you're listening to is available on Magnatune.com?
Was an old farmer in Hexham did dwell, and he blew there a pullin' a low. He had an old wife and she gave him hell, and he blew there a pullin' a low. There, oh, there, oh, lily, boo, there, oh, lily, boo, there, oh, pullin' a low. There, oh, there, oh, lily, boo, there, oh, lily, boo, there, oh, pullin' a low. The devil, he came to him at the plow, lily, boo, there, oh, pullin' a low. I want your wife and I want her now, lily, boo, there, oh, pullin' a low. He hoisted her up on his hump, lily boo there, a bull and a low. And down into hell with her he did jump, lily boo there, a bull and a low. There, oh, there, oh, lily boo there, oh, lily boo there, a bull and a low. There, oh, there, oh, lily boo there, oh, lily boo there, a bull and a low. Two little devils were playing with chains, lily boo there, a bull and a low. She took up her stick and knocked out their brains, lily boo there, a bull and a low. There, oh, there. Lily Bullero, Lily Bullero, Bullin' Alone, Lero, Lero, Lily Bullero, Lily Bullero, Bullin' Alone. Devil, he hoisted her back on his hump, lily boo there, oh, pullin' a low. And back up to earth with her he did jump, lily boo there, oh, pullin' a low. There, oh, there, oh, lily boo there, oh, lily boo there, oh, pullin' a low. There, oh, there, oh, lily boo there, oh, lily boo there, oh, pullin' a low. Now I've been the devil for most of my life, lily boo there, oh, pullin' a low. But I never knew hell till I met your wife, lily boo there, oh, pullin' a low. There, oh, there.
That was track number 5 from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. You're listening to Magnatune.com.
Done by London Sayador, he whelps, and his bonny woman. Were ye at the place called the Kidoo? his sigh adores Grace a riding on a goose. Geordie, he's a man, there is little doot-art, he's done all he can, walk and a wee woot-it. Dunna come up late, Lincoln like my lordy, he would drive a train at the lumber door. Claith were bad, life we may we never give, we can get to our bit, make little difference. We had tent our plaid, bonnet, belt and sword, has a nail in spring, but we hay our journey. Jockey's gone to France and Montgomery's lady there learned to dance. Madam, are you ready? Velvet back the time, belted brisk and lordy, Raleigh they fly to dance a jig with Jordy. Sandy Don, hey for Cuckaloran, hey for Bobbin John, and his heel and quarter. Many a sword and lance, swinging Highland hoody, how they skip and dance, sword the bumbajor. Done by London sire Geordie Whelps and his bonny woman. Were ye at the place called the Kittle Hoosie, sire Geordie's grace riding on a goosey.
You've been listening to track number 6 from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. You're listening to Magnatune.com. Thank you. was track number 7 from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. Did you know that all the music you're listening to is available on Magnatune.com?
Good fellows all, both great and small, rejoice at this, my deity. Whilst I do sing good news, I bring to the country and the city. Let every lad and lass be glad, for who will true love smother? And being here, my joy and dear, will kindly kiss each other. The purest wine so brisk and fine, the elegant and sherry. I hold it good to purge the blood and make their senses merry.
The sparkling sack that binds the back and cherishes the heart, boys. For recompense, just 18 pence you must give for a quart, boys. Away with beer and such like gear that makes our spirits muddy. For wine complete will do the feat that we all notes can study.
For purest wine so brisk and fine, the elegant and sherry. I hold it good to purge the blood and make the senses merry.
The fiddling crowd that grows so proud will pawn their pipes and fiddles. They'll strike and crack with balls of sack and cut the queerest whittles. They'll rant and tear like men of war, their voices roar like thunder. And growing curse, their fiddles burst and break them all asunder.
The purest wine so brisk and fine, the elegant and sherry. I hold it good to purge the blood and make the senses merry.
And also we that do agree as one for boon, good fellows, we'll sing and laugh and stoutly quaff and quite renounce the ale house. For ale and beer are now both dear, the price is raised in either. Then let us all, both great and small, to the tavern walk together.
The purest wine so brisk and fine, the elegant and sherry. I hold it good to purge the blood and make the senses merry.
The longing lass whose custard face her inward grief discloses, with drinking wine so sweet and fine, will gain a pair of roses. Doth revive dead folks alive and helps their former weakness. It is so pure that it doth cure a maiden of her sickness.
This Rhenish wine so brisk and fine, the elegant and sherry. I hold it good to purge the blood and make the senses merry.
The merest fool shall teach a school by claret's operation, and make some fight like men of might, or champions of a nation. It is more fine than brandy wine, the butterbox's poison. Who drinking dares in Neptune's wars, reigns master of the ocean.
Canary sack makes fender back, both elegant and sherry. I prove it good to clear the blood and make the senses merry.
The country blades with their own maids at every merry meeting, for ale and cakes at their town wakes, which they give their sweetings. Upon the friend a crown will spend in sack that is so trusty. Will please a maid that is decayed to make a body lusty.
Be ruled by me and we'll agree to drink both sack and sherry. For that is good to cleanse the blood and make our senses merry. Be ruled by me and we'll agree to drink both sack and sherry. For that is good to cleanse the blood and make our senses merry.
You just heard track number 8 from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. All the music you're listening to is available for download and streaming on Magnatune.com.
There's a lusty liquor which good fellows used to take. It is distilled with nard most rich and water of the lake. Of hop a little quantity and barm to it they bring to. Being barreled up, they call the cup of dainty good old Stingo. Make a man indentures make, 'twill make a fool seem wise. 'Twill make a Puritan associate, and leave to be precise, 'twill make him dance about the cross and eke to run the ring, to or anything he once thought gross, such virtue hath old Stingo. Twill make a constable oversee sometimes to serve a warrant. Twill make a bailiff lose his fee, though he be a knave errant. Twill make a lawyer, though that he to ruin of men brings, to sometimes forget to take his fee if his head be lined with Stingo. Twill make a parson not to flinch, though he seem wondrous holy, and for to kiss a pretty wench and think it is no folly. Twill make him learn for to decline the verm that's called Mingo. Twill make his nose like copper shine if his head be lined with Stingo. Twill make a weaver break his yarn that works with right and left foot, but he hath a trick to save himself, he'll say they're wanted woof to it. Twill make a tailor break his thread and eke his thimble ring too. Twill make him not to care for bread if his head be lined with Stingo. Twill make a baker quite forget that ever corn was cheap. Twill make a butcher have a fit sometimes to dance and leap. Twill make a miller keep his room a health for to begin to. Twill make him show his golden thumb if his head be lined with Stingo. Twill make an hostess free of heart and leave her measures pinching. Twill make a host with liquor part and bid him hang all flinching. It's so beloved, I dare protest, men cannot live without it, and where they find there is the best, the most will flock about it. It's so beloved, I dare protest, men cannot live without it, and where they find there is the best, the most will flock about it.
That was track number 9 from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Common from Magnatune.com. If you're enjoying what you hear, please visit Magnatune.com.
Three kings into the east, three kings both great and high, and they hae sworn a solemn oath John Barleycorn should die. They took the plough and ploughed him down, put clods upon his head, and they hae sworn a solemn oath John Barleycorn was dead. The cheerful spring came kindly on, and showers began to fall. John Barleycorn got up again and sore surprised them all. The sultry suns of summer came and he grew thick and strong. His hair belonged with pointed spears that no one showed him wrong. The sober autumn entered mild when he grew wan and pale. His bending joints and drooping head showed he'd began to fail. His colour sick and more he faded into age. And then his enemies began to show their deadly rage. They've ta'en a weapon long and sharp and cut him by the knee. They tied him fast upon a cart like a rogue for forgery. They laid him down upon his back and cudgelled him full sore. They hung him up before the storm and turned him o'er and o'er. Thank you. they heave an inch on barleycorn, there let him sink or swim. They laid him out upon the floor to work him for the woe, and still as signs of life appeared, they tossed him to and fro. They wasted o'er a scorching flame the marrow of his bones, but a miller used him worst of all, for crushed him between his stones. And they had ta'en his very heart's blood and drank it round and round, and still the more and more they drank, their joy did more abound. The tear were in her eye. Then let us toss John Barleycorn, each man a glass in hand, and may his great prosperity ne'er fail in all Scotland. Then let us toss John Barleycorn, each man a glass in hand, and may his great prosperity ne'er fail in all Scotland.
You just heard track number 10 from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. If you're enjoying what you hear, please visit Magnatune.com.
Thank you.
That was track number 11 from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. Did you know that all the music you're listening to is available on Magnatune.com?
In Plymouth Town there lived a maid, mark well what I do say. In Plymouth Town there lived a maid, and she was mistress of her trade. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. One night I crept from my abode, mark well what I do say. One night I crept from my abode to meet this fair maid down the road. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. I put me arm around her waist, mark well what I do say. I put me arm around her waist, says she, young man, you're in great haste. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. I put me hand upon her knee, mark well what I do say. I put me hand upon her knee, says she, young man, you're rather free. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. I put me hand upon her thigh, mark well what I do say. I put me hand upon her thigh, says she, young man, you're awful high. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. I told her to the maiden's breast, mark well what I do say. I told her to the maiden's breast, from south to wind, ver west, south west. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. And the eyes in the head turned east and west, mark well what I do say. The eyes in the head turned east and west, and the thoughts was as deep as an Elsie chest. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A robin, since robin's been my ruin. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. We had a drink of grober snatch, mark well what I do say. We had a drink of grober snatch, we sent two bottles down the hatch. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. A robin, since robin's been my ruin. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. Her heart was pounding like a drum, mark well what I do say. Her heart was pounding like a drum, her lips was as red as any plum. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. We lay down on a grassy patch, mark well what I do say. We lay down on a grassy patch, and I felt like the ruddy gas. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. She pushed me over on my back, mark well what I do say. She pushed me over on my back, she laughed so hard her lips did crack. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A robin, since robin's been my ruin. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. She swore that she'd be true to me, mark well what I do say. She swore that she'd be true to me, and spent me payday fast and free. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. A robin, since robin's been my ruin. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. In 3 weeks' time I was badly bent, mark well what I do say. In 3 weeks' time I was badly bent, and off the sea I sadly went. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. A robin, since robin's been my ruin. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. In a bloodboat yank bound round Cape Horn, mark well what I do say. In a bloodboat yank bound round Cape Horn, me boots and clothes were all in pawn. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. A robin, since robin's been my ruin. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid. Bound round Cape Stiff through ice and snow, mark well what I do say. Bound round Cape Stiff through ice and snow, and up the coast to Callio. I'll go no more a robin with you, fair maid.
heaven's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. And then back to the Liverpool docks, mark well what I do say. And then back to the Liverpool docks, I'll Peter stowed in a boots and socks. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, since Rogan's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. Got back home from sea, mark well what I do say. Now when I got back home from sea, a soldier had her on his knee. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid.
You just heard track number 12. From the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. Did you know that all the music you're listening to is available on Magnatune.com?
When Daphne from fair Phoebus did fly, the west wind will blow full swift in her face. Her silken skirts scarce covered her thigh, but ye gods did pity her and followed in chase. Stay nip, cried Apollo, turn thee and kiss me, sweet nymph, he said. Lion nor tiger doth thee follow, therefore thou needst not be afraid. Turn thee and kiss me, sweet, and let her red lips beat. Pity or Daphne, pity or Daphne, pity me. Turn thee and kiss me, sweet, and let her red lips beat. Pity, O Daphne, pity, O Daphne, pity me. Like Phoebus' doves away she flies, the red blood her buskins did run all adown. Her plaintive love she still denies, and cries, help Diana and save thy renown. Wanton, lost is near thee, cold and chaste, Diana, aid. Let the earth a virgin bear me, or devour me quick, a maid. Somehow heard her pray, and turned her to obey. Pity, O Daphne, pity, O Daphne, pity me. Some power heard her pray, and turned her to obey. Pity, O Daphne, pity, O Daphne, pity me.
That was track number 13 from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. Did you know that all the music you're listening to is available on Magnatune.com?
Oh, bonnie sweet robin was all my joy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to track number 14. From the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. If you're enjoying what you hear, please visit Magnatune.com.
I'll tell you a pretty fine jest, if that you do please to hear. The truth won't, I do protest, I'm sure you need not to fear. It is of a valiant cookmaid that lived at a nobleman's place, and five tailors that once was afraid when as they looked her in the face.
Well, this was a valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a lack good in fright, five tailors had put them to the rack.
This nobleman up at a time had a great store of work for to do, but to bring everything into rhyme, to study my brains you must know, five tailors that live it hard by, that work it for fourpence a day, for beef and for pudding at night, they'd better do so than to play.
Oh, this was a valiant cookmaid, without a pistol or gun, with a lack pudding did fright, five tailors had put them to the mat.
These tailors a great one did work, two masters and the three men, they labored as hard as a Turk, while stitching both two and again. And when that their work it was done, their money on to them was told, all 5 good pounds it is known, of silver but not of red gold. Each man of the best drank his pot, and homewards they straight took their way. A cookmaid there was in the house that used full merry to be, who went to her master in haste, and these words unto him did say.
Master, if that you do please, some pastime I will for you make, but lend me a horse then,
quoth she,
and this money I from them I will take.
Her master then hearing the jest would try what this cookmaid could do, some mirth he did think it the best, as gentlemen will do you know.
Oh, this was a valiant cookmaid, without a pistol or gun, but with a lack pudding did fright, my tailors and put them to the run.
A horse then was saddled with speed, and boots and spurs she put on, and other materials most fit, because she would not be known. A horseback she straight got astride, with a hog's pudding in her hand, and meeting these tailors in haste, she presently bid them to stand.
Deliver your money,
quoth she,
or else your manhood's now try, or buy the same thing in my hand, every man of you shall die.
Then out her black pudding she pulled, which sorted the tailors affright. They thought it a pistol well charged, because it was late in the night.
Oh, this was a valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright, five tailors and put them to the run.
She might say,
we are but poor tailors,
quoth they,
and truly no money we have, for we work but for 4 pence a day.
You lie like old rogues,
quoth she,
and do not my patience provoke, for 5 pounds you have 10 for your work, so give it me or else you'll choke. That money deliver with speed, and if you think well on your lives, or buy the same thing you shall bleed, the witch will go farther than knives.
Then out their money they took, with many a sorrowful tear, and gave it into her hand, tears all on each tailor did swear.
Oh, this was a valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright, 5 tailors and put them to the run.
And when she their money had got, she set spurs and she did run.
The devil go with you,
quoth they,
for I'm sure that we are undone.
But when this cookmaid came home, straight unto her master she told, and showed him his money again. What passed there she then did unfold. But here comes the cream of the jest, those tailors we it were such men. After they stood pausing a while, then back they returned again. They came with a pitiful tone, their hair stood like men bewitched. To the gentlemen they made their moan, for their money their fingers did itch. The gentlemen laughed in conceit.
How many was there?
Said he.
Sure you.
Were all men sufficient to have beaten above two or three?
Truly we saw but one man, the which took our money away. But we feared he had partakers in store, or he never would have carried the day. He was well mounted on a good steed, his pistol lost us our footing.
You lie like a fool,
quoth she.
It was but a black hog's pudding.
This day the potatoes did jeer, the cork made laughed in conceit, that with nothing but a black pudding those five tailors were beat. And straightway the gentleman spoke.
What will you give then,
said he,
to have all your money again, and the face on it once more to see?
Quoth the tailors,
we'll give the ton half, and that's very fair. You do know, although that we were such fools to part with our good silver so.
Then straightway he called for the cook, then the tailors did laugh in their sleeve, and set her to conjuring straight, which made the poor tailors believe that she by her art had it found, and showed them the place where it lay, which made the poor tailors to smile. And so merry and jocund was they.
Here, take half the money,
said they,
the which we did promise to you, and for you we ever will pray, for such cookmaids there are but a few.
I have none of your money, she said,
as sure as I'm here alive. One may know what cowards you are, to let a hog's pudding fright you all five.
For this was a valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to the run.
That was track number 15 from the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. Did you know that all the music you're listening to is available on Magnatune.com?
If all the world were paper and all the sea were ink and all the trees were bread and cheese, what would we have to drink? If all the world were sand, oh, then what should we lack all? If, as they say, there were no clay, how should we take tobacco? If all our vessels ran, ah, if none but had a crack. If fested apes ate all our grapes, what would we do for sack? If all things were eternal and nothing there and bringing, if this should be, then how should we here make an end of singing? If all the world were paper and all the sea were ink and all the trees were bread and cheese, what would we have to drink?
You just heard track number 16. From the album Ragged, Rent, and Torn by Shira Kamen from Magnatune.com. Did you know that all the music you're listening to is available on Magnatune.com?